e hanala aloha ole o ia pu.
How's everybody doing? This is DJ Duncan. You're listening to On the Bounce, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. How's everybody doing today? It's going to be a good show. Very excited. Coming in a little bit over the half, almost finishing up with the shows. Been having a great time talking to you guys and listeners. What we have today is very interesting. Today is the start of the NBA, October 25th. Very hype around the season, around the league. Fans, family, a lot of commotion. Going to be talking about games coming up today. We have three games currently being played. Tomorrow, a little bit more action with 10 games underway. We're going to be talking about a little bit about Archie Goodwin, him being released. Dwight Howard, is the beef still there with James Harden? And, of course, fantasy draft basketball. You want to know your ins and outs. You want to know your sleepers. You want to know everybody that can help you and that can hurt you, so you want to avoid. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about your favorite Dominican Pangs finishing up. First off, starting the show, we got Sports Illustrated came out with an article recently. It is the NBA's 71st season. So, in that matter, they're giving us 71 reasons to watch the 2016-2017 NBA. Now, I'm not going to say the whole 71. Excuse me. We're going to be talking a little bit more about the top 10 and things that really stuck out to me as I was reading this article, because there's some very valid points of why you should watch the NBA this season. It's going to be an electrifying year, electrifying season, and I'm excited. So, first off, reasons why you should watch the NBA this coming up season. Team KD versus Team Russ. This is the NBA's version of Jay-Z versus Nas. Basketball gods have gave us the Warriors versus Thunder in May, so we can enjoy a little bit of postseason dose of Westbrook's kind of going on a wrath. You know, he has some points to prove among the league. Maybe a MVP candidate. So we're interested in that battle, that beef going on. Talked a little bit about it last show, how Kevin Durant had some comments taking out Russell Westbrook, saying, "I'm happy here and it feels good to play basketball again. I'm happy working out with selfless guys." You know, kind of took shots a little bit at Russell Westbrook. You know, we never know if that's what he meant, but kind of not the smart thing to say, like I talked about it last week. Second reason, we're just going to do 10 quick ones. Second reason, the deep list of MVP candidates. Just like I said, Russell Westbrook, James Harden, Damian Lillard, Paul George, Anthony Davis. All of these guys, five. I didn't even name back-to-back Curry, the best player in the world with LeBron. Didn't even name those guys. All these people have they can really contend for their title of being the MVP of around the league. If they have a standout season, breakout season, you never know what could happen in the NBA. Paul George went crazy last year. I expect it to continue. I think he's going to have a great year this upcoming season, and I'm excited to watch him play. Third reason, Joel Embiid making his NBA debut. Spoke a little bit about him last week and him recovering from injury, coming back. It's great to see him after sitting out his first two seasons. What he can do in this upcoming year is going to be good to see. You know, you never want to see a player being injured, sitting out for injury. But when he comes back, it's definitely a great environment. Fans are very, not say emotional, but they're very happy that he's here. You know, he's top three draft pick. Two seasons ago, you know, you want some production out of this man. Next reason, the Pacers and the year of Paul George. Like I just previously said, you know, Paul George can change the balance around the league. Definitely being one of the top players, top five, top three players. That's even a I don't feel bad saying that he could be a top three player in the year in the league, because he's 6'9", can shoot the ball, can dribble, rebounds, and crazy athleticism. You know, crazy athleticism. Being able to shoot with that athleticism, you're going to be hard to guard. Next reason, Devin Booker is a starting all year. Whew, Devin Booker. We're going to be talking about him a little bit later on the fantasy draft. But Devin Booker is going to have a breakout year. Had an amazing freshman season. Not really expected that he was going to have this great of a season. He was a shooter in college. Kind of could take guys off the dribble. Had a little bit of athleticism, but he's going to go off this year. I know he went for like 40 in one of the preseason games. So he's going to be good, you know, no matter Phoenix Suns. I was going to say Phoenix and Suns combined, but the Phoenix Suns, I don't know if they're going to be a 40-win team, 50-win team. That's kind of tough being in the Western Conference. But he will definitely give Phoenix fans something to cheer for, something to be happy about in the future. Build around this guy. He's definitely someone who we could watch out for. He's gonna be a good shooter, you know, and once he develops that off the dribble kind of skill, he's gonna be good. So, Dwayne Wade in a Bulls jersey. Whew. I mean, it's kind of the same colors. You can't really, a little bit more white, but same. He looks the same in a Bulls jersey. He looks good because it's his hometown, representing something that he's always stood for. And people are saying he picked the perfect jersey, It doesn't matter what jersey he's wearing. You know, he looks good in any jersey when you're dropping 30 points. So we're interested in seeing what he could do in his hometown. It's going to be a great reception for him. Fans are going to love it. Good for the organization, good for the team. Looks better in a Bulls jersey. We'll see how his numbers play out. LeBron James racing up in the record books. This is number 9 on the top reasons for Sports Illustrated, but to me, this is number 1. James enters his 14th season in 11th place of the NBA's all-time scoring list with 26,833 points. Four-time MVP needs just 114 more points to pass the Hall of Fame center Hakeem Olajuwon. He's going to do that before the end of November. I think he's going to pass Hakeem, being in the top 10 scoring list, definitely way before December, probably the end of November, I'm assuming. It's going to be good. He's probably going to finish within the top 7, maybe passing Shaquille O'Neal at the 7th spot. If he has a good year in the projected stats that he's supposed to have, he should be passing Shaquille O'Neal this year to really earn that number 7 spot of the all-time scoring leader. He's going to be up there. If he could beat Kareem's record, man, that is going to be something special for LeBron, for Cleveland, for LeBron fans. It's going to be beautiful. Next point, Boston delicious trade deadline possibilities. So, Celtics have been kind of struggling, want to try to make it in a deep run into the playoffs. You know, the Celtics, it could be their time for them to, you know, pick up a key asset, pick up a key player that comes out of nowhere that could really help, you know, Danny Ainge and his organization. Danny Ainge is the general manager. But the number one thing standing between him is LeBron James. You know, it's tough to go into the finals and make the finals when you have a guy with such high caliber teammates standing in front of you. So Danny Ainge got to make some moves. They have key players, Al Horford, Isaiah Thomas. They have key players that they could build upon. They just need to make some good moves, some smart decisions from Danny Ainge, and they can make a deep run into the playoffs. Next reason, expensive off-season signings get a chance to make their case. Yeah. This was big headlines in the offseason. Players' salaries were skyrocketing due to the new cap space and due to the new some sort of legislation, law, I don't know really. But all player salaries skyrocketed. You know, Timothy Mozgov, the Lakers, not so smart, cashed out on Timothy Mozgov. I don't know why. I really don't know why. But they're going to be a force to reckon with. Definitely going to hurt to see Mozgov do bad, because they really spent a lot of money on him. Harrison Barnes, whew, this is going to be bad. Harrison Barnes shot 20% in the preseason. I didn't want to say it. Shot 20% in the preseason. This is a guy that you're going to say is going to be your number one option, and you're going to hand the torch from Dirk Nowitzki to this guy shooting 20% in the preseason. I've said it before, I've said it again. He's not going to be a good player that you want to build around. He's a perfect role player. Perfect role player. Plays his role. Plays the game hard. Works out. Everybody talks about how great of a work ethic, how smart of a basketball player, how he trains, how smart he is. This is going to hurt the Mavs, because I'm already seeing it, you know, watching him a little bit in the preseason. He's hesitant. You know, he doesn't have Steph Curry or Klay Thompson to kind of hide behind and kind of hide in the corners and, you know, make be able to knock down shots. He's going to be a main focus for defenses. Definitely going to be a main focus for defenses on the Mavs. It's going to be hard. We'll see how Harrison Barnes does in the future. Also, big contracts, Ryan Anderson. I think he's going to have a good year with the Houston Rockets and James Harden. I think James Harden can take him under the wing. He needs a couple more shooters, so that's going to help James Harden game definitely with his assist numbers. Evan Turner also being overpaid, or in quotations overpaid, being labeled as it. But there's so much money to hand out in the free agency. You know, someone is bound to be criticized for how much they're being paid. So it's gives them a chance this season, gives them a chance to prove that they are worth what teams spent on them. Next reason, Golden State going where no team has gone before, and frankly doing it again, because last year broke the record, regular season record, broke how many three-pointer records, individual three-point records. Draymond Green is posting a high of career points ever. Stephen Curry is going crazy, so we're going to be interested in seeing what they could potentially do with Kevin Durant. You know, they could become the first team to win 67-plus games in three straight seasons, and they could be the first team to win 70-plus games in back-to-back years. You know, the arrival of Durant, given a lot of attention, could be bad, it could be good, it could help their stats, it could, you know, take their stats down a little bit. Team-wise, it's definitely going to help, because it's another all-star adding points and rebounds and assists to your team. You know, the all-time record for point differential is +12.28, held by the 1972 Lakers. The all-time record for offensive rating is 115.6, held by the 1987 Lakers. It gives something to Golden State to run at, kind of chase and give them a goal to go after. Definitely able to break it, definitely capable of doing it. It's going to be interesting this season watching what they can do. Next reason, watching D'Angelo Russell. It says ... trying to find the right comparison. Sports Illustrated trying to take shots a little bit at D'Lo. I think he's going to have a good year. They're saying he's a poor man Stephen Curry, a younger, less physical James Harden, a slower but craftier Damian Lillard, a Gilbert Arenas, ? He's going to make a name for himself. He has definitely a chip on his shoulder, had a good preseason. I think he's going to be a player to watch out for. We're going to talk about a little bit about him in our fantasy draft and who to look out for. But he could be potentially very good for the Lakers. I think I think he could be, you know, he was definitely one of the top rookies last year. Don't want to say he's going to make an all-star team. Don't believe that one bit. But I do think he will have a solid year. Him and Julius Randle will match well. He has some pieces to go along with him. So it's going to be interesting seeing what D'Angelo Russell could do for the Los Angeles Lakers this season. Let's go over. Let's go three more points. Zaza Pachulia's unlikely and amazing all-star candidacy. This one kind of stuck out to me as I was reading it, because you have four all-stars on your team already and you want your center to make an all-star too? Last year, Zaza Pachulia grabbed an astonishing 712 all-star votes. You know, I think it was a lot of because he was very popular in his old team in Atlanta, but is there a chance that Pachulia joins Stephen Curry and Durant? I don't know. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see. I don't think he's a top center in the league, definitely compared to, I don't even think he's better than DeAndre Jordan, and DeAndre Jordan wasn't even in the All-Star game last year. But he could make a name for himself. He could definitely become way more wide open because he has shooters surrounding the whole court. So he definitely has potential. Is he going to follow through? It's going to be interesting to see. Definitely going to be interesting to see. Next point. My man, Steven Adams, establishing himself as among the elite quote givers. Oklahoma City's mustache center could make a major leap on the court, but he's also become one of the league's true cult heroes thanks to his quick wit. Adam hails from New Zealand, brilliantly deploys his comedic secret weapon, adding mate to every punchline to make it five times funnier. Steven Adams has gone through a transition in the NBA where he's kind of been bald, and then he's taken on this whole pirate look with the mustache, and he's becoming a staple for the Oklahoma City Thunder, for fans. It's going to be great to see him, what he could do, especially with Durant leaving. There's going to be some attention with OKC, so hopefully he continues his role on being a great role player for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Last reason, upcoming stars shining on Christmas Day. So we got Porzingis, Jaylen Brown, Cat, Carl Anthony Towns, Andrew Wiggins, Chris Dunn, D'Angelo Russell. All going to take the court for a multi-header showcase on Christmas Day. It's going to be very interesting to see what they could do. Christmas Day is filled with NBA action, as you already know. It's going to be a great, great atmosphere. And it's going to be lovely, you know, watching, sitting next to the TV Christmas Day, eating food, stuff in your face. It's going to be nice, definitely. So, that is the top, I gave about 12 reasons of Sports Illustrated, 71 reasons why you should watch the NBA this upcoming year. It's going to be great. Three games today. First, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Then we're going to be back on. I have a guest coming on. My man Gio Medina from my hometown is going to appear. And we're going to talk about a little bit about the first games coming up and what we could expect seeing tonight and tomorrow. Don't forget, you're listening to Penguin Radio. This is DJ Duncan on the bounce. Radio.dominican.edu. We're going to take this quick commercial break and we will be right back. Thank you.
hey, I'm on my way. Nine is the number of Americans killed every day from motor vehicle accidents that involve texting and driving. Individuals who drive while sending or reading text messages are 23% more likely to be involved in a car crash than other drivers. The United States Department of Transportation notes cell phones are involved in 1.6 million auto crashes each year that cause 500,000 injuries and take 6,000 lives. It can wait. Don't text and drive. Designate a friend to text for you, use Bluetooth, or pull over. Don't let that last text be the last one you send. This public service announcement has been brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio.
Hey everybody, this is DJ Duncan. We're back on air, live Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. This is On the Bounce. We have a special guest today, my boy from back home, Gio Medina. Gio, thank you for joining us. How you doing today, Gio?
First of all, JP, I want to thank you for having me on your radio show, and I'm doing great today, man. I've had a very blessed day.
Thank you. I appreciate you joining. I've known Gio, went to high school with this man. Whenever I go home, he's definitely a guy who I could look forward to seeing, always down to work out with basketball, weights. Definitely a guy who you can see in the gym and also, you know, off the court hanging out. So a very cool guy. I'd like to appreciate, you know, definitely have some appreciation for him coming on. Right now we're going to be talking about the three games tonight. There's some interesting games going on tonight, Gio. We got, first off, on TNT, we have Cleveland at Knicks. Now, the New York Knicks definitely have some key pieces that they picked up this past offseason. Do you see the Knicks becoming a successful team this past year and making the playoffs, that push that they need to, you know, really, really get for? And, you know, picking up Derrick Rose, some making some surprising offseason moves. How do you think they're going to be doing this upcoming season, and where do you see them? Do you see them making the playoffs, you know, and making a playoff run?
I do, JP. You know what? A lot of people are counting out the Knicks, and I think they know it as well. But, you know, I was very excited to see Joakim Noah go to the Knicks.
Definitely.
Just because New York is, you know, it's the basketball mecca of the world pretty much. And, yeah. You know, Joakim Noah brings a lot of tenacity and energy on the court, and the fans are going to love it.
Yeah.
I thought that was a big pickup. I thought Brandon Jennings was a solid piece as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's great off the bench, and obviously, you know, a lot of people love watching him play. He's a very exciting player.
Yeah, Brandon Jennings was a good pickup. It came out really left field. You know, he's a kind of a shaky guard, but he can give you good games on random nights, and that's definitely something in the league that you need. Now, with Cleveland being their opponent, you know, I know you're a Cleveland fan, and fans here know I'm a Cleveland fan, so do you see them repeating this year? Let's cut to the chase. You know, are they going to repeat? You know, we're going to see the Warriors in the finals again. What do you see from them this upcoming season?
JP, I do see them repeating, my man.
Yeah, there we go.
And you know, everybody's all you know, worried about the Warriors, and honestly, they're a great team. And adding KD, obviously, anybody would love to have them on the team. But you know, like talking about last year, the Cavs were up and down through the regular season with Kyrie Irving injured, you know, Kevin Love chemistry. They had to sign Tristan Thompson a week before.
Uh-huh.
And for a span of 2 years, that team has gone through a lot when it's come to injuries, going to the finals, getting that experience.
Yep.
As far as players, we didn't even think, like, you know, LeBron took J.R. Smith to the finals. Like, I never would have thought that could ever happen, like J.R. Smith going to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, now that they've won it, and especially in the fashion that they did, coming down 3-1,
yeah.
You know, the sky is the limit for them.
Yeah,
I think they're for sure the best team right now, just because they have such great relationships with each other. I mean, we all see how it's a brotherhood rather than just kind of like this is my teammate type
definitely,
of thing.
Definitely, they're going to be a force to reckon with. It took so long to sign J.R. Smith. I was kind of upset over that. You know, I wanted them to get him in preseason training, get him to have his reps, you know, definitely with the team. They've already played with him, so they've already kind of understood this chemistry. But do you think that's going to set back J.R. Smith at all this season, missing the first, you know, training camp and preseason kind of for the Cavaliers? Do you think he could have a slow start, or how do you think that's going to affect him?
I think J.R. Smith is going to have a great year just because, I mean, I do a lot of research in the league. A lot of, like, GMs, they said they would never pay J.R. Smith $15 million each year, and for the Cavs to almost get to that contract for him, you know, I think it's his breakout year. I mean, this guy is awesome when he's on fire. When he's on fire, he's unstoppable.
Yeah.
He's a good defender. He's just a solid piece to that team. And, you know, I said it. If they don't sign JR, they're not winning. It's just that simple.
So
I think.
Go ahead.
I think, you know, getting back JR, I think that doesn't affect anything. You know, LeBron and JR are honestly, like, pretty close. We all see it through social media. Mm-hmm. They're always at Cleveland games, you know, stuff like that. So I don't think I see any, you know, like, as far as not being in training camp, I don't see that affecting them.
So sorry, yeah. So I know it's a no-brainer. Cleveland versus the Knicks. Who do you got winning tonight? The fans have to know.
The fans need to know, JP. You are right. And I see Cleveland winning it, man.
Yeah.
You know, last year they played the Knicks, and I feel like LeBron was, you know, frantic, a little shaky just because, you know, he came back home and, you know, he was making those fancy plays that led to turnovers. But, you know, now that I feel like they know who they are, each and every individual, and, you know, they're just too strong for the Knicks. That's just plain and simple.
Yep. So our second game today, we have the Jazz, Utah Jazz versus the Portland Trailblazers. Now the Jazz, they were a good team last year. They definitely set the bar high this upcoming season. Gordon Hayward has having a great year last year. Gobert, not Rudy Gobert. Who's their center that they have? Gio, do you know? The French guy. He's from France. Shot blocker.
Who?
The shot blocker. Rudy Gobert, is that who he is?
Yeah, Rudy Gobert.
That's who he is. So I thought that was his name, had a great year last year. They have high ceiling this year. What can you expect from the Portland and Jazz game tonight, and who do you have winning?
I have Portland winning, man. Damian Lillard is just the dog, man. We all see it in him. Such an explosive player. He could shoot from deep. He could drive on you. He could do so many things to break down the D, but I'm pretty sure is Gordon Hayward still injured?
No, Gordon Hayward he'll be playing tonight.
Okay, for sure. Well, then they do have a chance to win. That meant Gordon Hayward, he could ball, man.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I feel like Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum, that little backcourt duo is just too explosive as far as getting points. And who else did they recently sign? They got Crab. I feel like Alan Crab or whatever his name is. I feel like he's a solid piece of that team.
Mm-hmm.
And are they playing at Portland or are they playing at Utah?
I believe they are playing at Portland.
Portland.
Yep.
I don't know, man. I feel like it'll be a close game, but I feel like Portland will fall through with that one.
I definitely agree with you there. I think Dame and CJ McCollum are going to be too much for the Jazz to handle tonight. It's going to be a tough game. It's going to be an interesting game to watch. You know, definitely if you have League Pass, NBA League Pass, check that game out. It's going to be a shootout at Portland starting at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So it's probably already started right now. But it's going to be a great game to watch. And the last game on TNT, 7:30 p.m., San Antonio Spurs versus the Golden State Warriors. It's time to see what the Warriors can do, Gio. We want to see how they're going to act. We saw the last preseason game was kind of a reenactment of what they want to do for the season. They try to give Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson more minutes. It's probably going to be the best game of tonight. You know, San Antonio has been resting their key guys with LaMarcus Aldridge, Tony Parker. Tony Parker has been on a decline these past several years. Hasn't really been, you know, himself. He's still putting up great numbers, don't get me wrong. But we do see a decline in his numbers. Do we see the Spurs competing with the Warriors tonight? You know, is it the Spurs have always been a great organization with Pop leading them. Do they have what it takes to compete with the Warriors? Can they pull off this upset in the media's mind? I know Spurs are a top team no matter what, but the media is going crazy over the Warriors right now. They're putting so much attention, like you previously said, with Cleveland and them repeating. All eyes are on Golden State. Is the pressure on Golden State or is the pressure on San Antonio tonight?
Oh, the pressure's on Golden State by far. You know, Cleveland right now, I feel like is the best team and they don't have the pressure on them at all. But going back to your question about San Antonio and Golden State, I think it'll be a very exciting game to watch tonight. You know, I love the Pau Gasol pickup.
Yeah.
In the loss of Tim Duncan, you know, you'll never get a player like Tim Duncan ever again just because he's one of the greatest to do it. But I like the Pau Gasol pick. And then you got LaMarcus, so, you know, you can kill him on the boards. But if it's an Oracle, I feel like the Warriors might barely pull that one away.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, man. It's just tough to stop four or five players who could all shoot on the field.
Yeah.
It's tough. Drive and kick and stuff like that. You know, no one can really guard Kevin Durant, but competing a game, yes, I could definitely see that. But
yeah, I definitely have this as the best game of tonight. You know, all eyes should be on this game as it's airing on TNT. Spurs have something to prove. Warriors have something to prove. It's going to be a great, great atmosphere in the Warriors with Kevin Durant showing up. I'd like to thank you, Gio, for stopping by. Coming in and calling in, you know, talking about the NBA games. Really appreciate it, man. Fans love to hear you. Come back anytime
Absolutely.
You want, man. Anytime you want.
All right, JP. Well, you have a good day. And everyone else who's listening to this, and go Cavs.
Yep, go Cavs. Let them know. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we will be right back on air, finishing up with the Archie Goodwin press release, the Dwight Howard beef, your fantasy basketball, who you should look out for and who your sleepers, and your all-time Dominican Pangs. This is DJ Duncan. You're on the Bounce. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, and we will be right back.
Gallons. That's the amount of water that the average American uses every day. There are a number of ways to save water, and they all start with you. Here are a few ways that you can help. Fixing leaky faucets can save 20 gallons of water per day. Cutting shower time short by as little as 1 or 2 minutes can save up to 700 gallons of water per month. The easiest way to save water is to turn off the tap when you brush your teeth. This public service announcement has been brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio.
Thank you guys for taking that quick commercial break. This is DJ Duncan. You're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. What we have next on this show, we're going to be talking about a little bit about Archie Goodwin, Dwight Howard beef with James Harden, fantasy basketball, who you should pick on your team, and finishing up with your favorite Dominican Pangs. First off, I have a quick little shout out for our radio's DJs. Penguin Radio DJs. Usually every week I give it a little shout out, what to look out for, who's on air. Not only myself will be speaking, but we have other DJs on penguinradio.dominican.edu, and they are all great to listen to. So for our Friday shows, if you do nothing on a Friday, listen in. Interesting topics going on. From 4 to 5, we got DJ RM talking about all rock and metal. From 6 to 7 p.m., we got DJ Diamond with the Hollywood Glitz. And finishing up, from 7 to 8, we have DJ Goody for This Is Awkward. Don't miss out on these other DJs. Some great shows, some great material for you guys to listen to. Very fun, very interesting. Check it out. So, Archie Goodwin. Archie Goodwin was released from the Suns. Now, this was a first round draft pick for the Suns. Definitely hard to see him go. He averaged 6.2 games last year. You know, they announced his move Monday, so yesterday. This is tough. Goodwin was a 29th overall pick by Oklahoma City Thunder out of Kentucky in 2013. Then he came to the Suns in a draft night trade, appeared in 150 games. 57 last season, but he was far back on a roster that was filled with guards, Eric Bledsoe. I talked about Devin Booker and the standout season that he's having. You know, he shot 42% from the field, a good percentage, 67% from the free throw line, which is not good from a guard. But the Suns have chose to waive him. And, you know, you lose a pick with that. You wasted it in the first round. You got him from OKC. Now you're releasing him because he didn't live up to those standards. Sent out a tweet Monday thanking the Suns and the organization for the opportunity to fulfill his dream of playing in the NBA. It's tough to see this guy go. I saw him. I remember seeing him at Kentucky. He was an explosive guard. Couldn't really shoot the ball, but he would get to the rack. He might have just been, you know, undersized in the NBA. And it's tough. It's tough to be an explosive guard all throughout college and then do it only your freshman year in college and then expect to do it at the same level in the NBA. You know, I don't think the Suns really thought this through, or the OKC really thought this through before they chose him. You know, it's tough to see this guy who really had a bright future for him kind of wasted, because in my opinion, he should have stayed a little bit longer in college. You know, he should have stayed a couple more years, see what he could have done with Kentucky. They're always in the national championship every other year, so why not just wait another year to see if you can do something? Instead, he chose the money, and now he's out of a job. So he's probably going to be picked up from a team. If not, he'll go to the D League. Probably that's where I foresee him going, is the D League. And it's going to be tough for him to bounce back on his feet and have a successful NBA career because of what already happened, being a first-round draft pick, not living up to potential, sitting the bench because you have another freshman, Devin Booker, who came from the same – he came from – Devin Booker came from Kentucky. Yes, he did. So that's going to be weird, you know, seeing – it's going to hurt your confidence, definitely. Want to see him bounce back on his feet. Like I said, he was an explosive player in college. Love to watch him play. So all the best of hope for Archie Goodwin. Now, next topic. We have Dwight Howard beef with James Harden. Where did this come from? James Harden. Dwight Howard is not even on the Rockets anymore. So, in a statement from James Harden, it was saying that they did not always get along together in Houston, and that Harden pushed for the franchise to play Clint Capella over Howard last season. We'll be talking about Clint Capella in a little bit. But Clint Capella had a successful year last year when he did play, and it made James Harden, you know, heavily influence the Houston's management. You know, maybe that's the reason we saw him going back to Atlanta and where he's from. Excuse me. So it's gonna be interesting seeing those two guys play against each other. It's gonna be a fun matchup. It's gonna give us a little bit of tension, like that Team KD versus Team Russ. But this is a statement from Howard in a May interview with ESPN's Jackie McMullen. There were times where I was disinterested because of the situations that happened behind the scenes that really hurt me. It left me thinking, this is not what I signed up for. First of all, Dwight Howard, you're a little baby. Come on, man. You gotta suck it up. People are talking about you around the world, and you're going to get mad because your teammate's saying, you know, maybe this guy should play a little bit more than this guy. You have to prove that. And being a basketball player, you have to prove that you earn those minutes on the court through practice, after practice, before practice. Are you a guy that the team can really rely on? And if you see Clint Capella, who has somewhat good potential, they're going to take a little bit of a chance with him because he's earned a spot. You know, he's probably beating you up in practice a little bit, probably going against you in drills and in, you know, scrimmages. So in my opinion, you know, Dwight Howard, you got to suck it up and just keep playing. You know, it's definitely not something where you want to comment on and just give your emotions to. No, he's on your same team, so you want to just really, really fight for that spot and earn your spot. Howard added, I felt like my role was being reduced. I went to Daryl and said, I want to be more involved. Daryl said, no, we don't want you to be. My response was, why not? Why am I here? It was shocking to me that it came from him instead of our coach. This this is big news into why Dwight Howard might have left. You know, part of the reason why Kevin McHale was fired 11 games into the season, you know, and leading to Dwight Howard opting out of his contract and eventually chose Atlanta Hawks in free agency. So this is another disappointing story of Dwight Howard. Went to the Lakers, saw Kobe Bryant getting on him a lot, and Dwight Howard did not like that one bit. Did not like it one bit at all. Said, Kobe, get off my case. I don't need you being my dad. In my opinion, Kobe has been a tough teammate to play with for everyone. After all the stories, you know, I've heard about Kobe's mindset, his mentality, that Mamba mentality. Dwight Howard, you got to suck it up, dude. This is the second time happening between two organizations, two very respected organizations around the league. Don't get me wrong, with the LA Lakers and Houston Rockets. These are big-time organizations. They've proven around the league that they're a force to be reckoned with and that they potentially could have pieces to switch up the NBA. So for you to kind of say you're being hurt and, you know, you want to be played more and being used more, that's what kind of dragged down the Houston Rockets to a 41-41 campaign of last year's record. You know, they went 41-41 and basically came close to a Western Conference Finals run and couldn't really do it. But that's the news of Dwight Howard. He is not one of my favorite players, just because he's kind of never been really taking the game seriously. He's always like to have fun on the court and really have too much fun a little bit, maybe, you know, not take it seriously. Kobe Bryant has said that, you know, he's still a kid, you know, a 7-foot kid. So Dwight Howard, in my opinion, you got to suck it up, dude. You got to prove to your teammates that you are a force to be reckoned with, that you can be someone who's earning those minutes and a go-to guy. So that's the news on Dwight Howard. We want to stop hearing you cry. Get to work, play basketball, go to the Atlanta Hawks, do work so people can shut up. Now, on to our next topic, closing up our show, we have fantasy basketball. Fantasy basketball starts today, and as all you fans know, fantasy is a big thing in the sports world. It takes over football. You know, almost completely takes over football. So if you have a fantasy basketball team, I'm going to give you some of the top NBA players to pick and some of the top NBA players to look out for in the late rounds. First off, this is from CBS, all different stations, Yahoo, ESPN, they all have their different rankings. You know, they don't necessarily all have the same guy. Some people have Russell Westbrook, some people have James Harden. CBS, maybe this is the reason why I'm saying, you know, I chose this article, not article, but source to cite. CBS has, guess who? LeBron James as number one. Hail to the king. He is going to be the top pick in your NBA fantasy draft. He is heavy. They say heavy is the crown because the burden is on King's shoulders. But for James, it means something different now. It means moving forward. He will be one of the all-time greats. Here's a little snippet of what LeBron has for upcoming this season. It's going to be a great year for him. Listen to him real quick, and he is our top NBA fantasy basketball prospect.
Day, you know, for our fans, you know, in Cleveland, in Northeast Ohio, to be able to live and enjoy, you know, for a day, you know, they get an opportunity to just remember this day, us receiving our rings and our Indians being able to host game one of the World Series. So it's a day that will go down in history, you know, for anyone that lives here, they will never forget it. So, you know, I'm happy I'm a part of it.
That was LeBron speaking on receiving the ring ceremony this afternoon and this upcoming year. He's excited. He's going to be your top NBA prospect if you have fantasy. Now, your second prospect is Stephen Curry. This is something I may disagree with. I may disagree with this one. Why? Why do you say? Because he has three other MVPs on his team. His stats will not thrive every single game. Yes, he's going to have 40-point games. Yes, he's going to have 50-point games. But they're not going to thrive on a consistent basis. And with NBA fantasy basketball, you want players that are going to be consistent day in and day out. Curry, I'm definitely going to take him top five, but I'm going to disagree with CBS Sports right now, and I'm going to say Russell Westbrook should be your second NBA fantasy basketball player. He's going to go crazy. He's going to have triple-doubles. He almost broke Oscar, you know, he's compared to Oscar Robertson and what he can do on the court. He's going to break some records, you know, definitely with how much he can affect the court on all sorts of ends. Now, for number three, CBS has Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, it's going to be hard for him to get as many shots with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. So, you know, he made at least 50% of his field goals attempts last season, but it's going to be tough to see what he could do tonight playing the San Antonio Spurs and company. Fourth, they have Kawhi Leonard. Solid, solid choice. This is a safe choice for you fantasy basketball players. He's going to give you numbers on a consistent basis. Popovich loves to play him, doesn't really like to rest him that much, so he's not going to be a guy who's going to be sitting out too often. So he could potentially really, really help you guys. Also, a great defensive player on both sides of the floor. Maybe one of the best two-way players in the league, if not the best. Now, CBS, what I said, James Harden being number two, they have him at being number five. He's going to be a force to be reckoned with. Definitely want to look out for him. They've added some pieces to the Houston Rockets, so it's going to help him a lot with his assist numbers. Hopefully his turnovers stay on a decent rate. You know, you don't really want to see him going too many turnovers. He broke a record last season with the amount of turnovers he had, so very interesting to see what he can do this upcoming season. CBS has Russell Westbrook as being number six. And at number seven, they have Paul George. Like I said before, Paul George is going to have a breakout season, so you want him on your fantasy. You want to pick him up. He's going to be a triple-double machine. Has went for 40-point games last year. He's going to be tough. Number 8 and number 9, we have Chris Paul at number 8 and Blake Griffin at number 9. A duo in Los Angeles Clippers. Definitely stat suffers with the assists and points in Chris Paul and the rebounds and points with Blake Griffin. Going to be someone who you guys want on your team. Last but not least, we have number 10, Anthony Davis. He's going to be a great player for the New Orleans Pelicans. No, did a little bit of a drop back from the last years. You know, he was like one of the top three guys to be picked in fantasy the past like two seasons. So being 10th is kind of a little bit of a drop back for him, but he's still going to have a successful year, most definitely. So with that being said, those are your fantasy draft basketball players to look out for, your top 10 picks. Finishing up, we have our top three sleepers. Andrew Bogut with the Dallas Mavericks. He's not going to have a Stephen Curry or a Klay Thompson or Draymond Green. Has Dirk Nowitzki as a top scoring option. But he's going to be able to get rebounds. He's an excellent passer. Kind of a low post, high post with the Dallas Maverick offense. He's going to be good. If he doesn't stay healthy, it's going to be hard for him to be successful. We've seen that he is injury prone, but he could be a top sleeper in the fantasy draft. Two more. We have Clint Capella with the Houston Rockets. As I said before, he's on the uprise for the Houston Rockets, as James Harden has expressed. So he's going to have a great year this upcoming year. A horrible free throw shooter. He needs to work on that. but he could be an elite big man in rebounding, field goal percentage, blocks, and steals. Last but not least, we have Tyler Johnson. He had a good year last year, going to play quite a little bit more. You know, Josh Richardson's still dealing with a knee injury. Chris Bosh is out. Luol Deng, you know, you're not going to really see him much. So Tyler Johnson is going to be definitely a sleeper for you guys to pick up in the late rounds if he's still available. That's our fantasy draft basketball talk and who you should look out for. Finishing up with your favorite Dominican Pangs, our men's basketball team currently has a scrimmage on Saturday versus a local junior college. Had a scrimmage this past Saturday, which we fell to Olympic Club 71-63. They came out on top. It's been a tough week for men's basketball. You know, starting, everybody's still busy with real classes, so you got to stay focused. Getting that loss to the scrimmage to Olympic Club should be an eye-opener to the Dominican Pangs. Hopefully they take it well and take it on the chin and bounce back. This College of Marin will be a test for Dominican Penguins to see what they can do on the court. Not sure if it's an open or close scrimmage yet, but it is Saturday at noon. Dominican Penguins are very excited. Men's basketball team, you know, with this upcoming year, and we're very excited to play. So, I'd like to thank you guys for listening in on this show. Had a very interesting show today. You know, I'd like to thank my boy Gio for coming on, talking on the show a little bit. Don't forget, Tuesdays 4 to 5, DJ Duncan. This is On the Bounce. You're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Hope to see you guys, for you guys to listen to me next week, and hope you guys all have a good day. Thank you.